Chapter 10. Empty threats are really broken promises. On my daughter's next birthday, my family is getting a dog. I know this for a fact. This is not prophecy. It is not idle speculation. This is ironclad, 100% guaranteed fact. How do I know this to be true? On that day, my daughter will turn 11 years old, and in our family, we keep our promises. It seems a few years ago, someone promised a pleading little girl that when you're old enough to help take care of it, we would add a canine to the family. I say someone because I like to think it was my wife who made this promise. That way I can blame her when the beast poops in the living room. But no, it was me. Now, maybe this promise to a little girl was made after long sessions of careful planning, after hours of deliberate conversation between her parents, and after clear consideration of all possible ramifications. You're right. More likely, it came as a promise uttered in haste in an attempt to deal emotionally with an anxious situation. When you're old enough is a great way to put off the inevitable or assuage the tears of a beautiful little girl. So, since this idle promise was offered in haste and so far in advance, I can easily back out, right? I mean, we don't have the space for a dog, or we don't have the right backyard, or I can't be held to a promise I had to make just to avoid breaking my daughter's heart. Right? Surely there's some way I can back out and still keep my integrity. I just have to blame my responses on the whims of a little girl. No. We will get a dog next year, simply because it was a promise. And, as both of my children routinely remind me, in this family, we always keep our promises. We keep them even if they were made in haste, with little forethought, and done in an effort to emotionally deal with an anxious situation. A word about communication. But you promised! I guarantee you've heard those words at least once from each of your kids in the past year, and they usually hurt. Those three little words carry such pain and disillusionment. Let's focus on that word, disillusionment. One of the processes involved in our kids' launch into adulthood is letting go of the illusion of their parents' perfection. When they are little, our kids have to hold us up as perfect, because that is what they need us to be. It's a safety net. What they know is that all they need is provided, or not provided, by their parents, the all-powerful. Little kids need their parents to be big and powerful, because when you're as short as a two-year-old, someone has to protect you. Kids need to be able to trust their parents, trust they'll be able to slay the dragon in the closet, or the monster under the bed. And they need to be able to believe what their parents say is true. If they can't trust their parents, their guardians against evil, what kind of a world is it? Let's take a step back and talk for a moment about communication. I know every therapist always wants to talk about communication, but I want to try and simplify the topic. All communication comes down to two parts: what gets said and what gets received. What gets said refers to the actual words spoken or written. What gets received refers to the entire message and its effect on the relationship between the parties involved. When I make a promise to my daughter about getting a pooch, what gets said is the stuff about the dog. What gets received is the dynamic between me, my daughter, and the rest of my family. By holding myself to a promise, even a promise I may want to take back, I create a dynamic that far supersedes even the happiness or misery of picking up poop. By keeping that promise, here's what gets communicated. The world has a certain order to it. People are accountable to one another. Authority can be trusted. Words and actions have meaning and power. In this crazy and chaotic life, promises still matter. And to a little girl, when her daddy shows all of this to her, what she understands is that she still matters. That's what gets communicated with every promise we make, hold ourselves to, and then keep. And all those critical life lessons get taught without ever having to preach any of them. Just keep your promises, and those lessons teach themselves.